Thank you, Chair. Dear participants, dear colleagues, dear organizers, dear speakers, dear members of this roundtable, I am here as I would say the chair of the energy group. I am here as a representative of Finland, which is the country which is holding the presidency for 3 weeks. I have been asked to tell you about the process of drawing up the council conclusions on digitization and online accessibility of cultural material and digital preservation. So, as this conference has clearly shown to all of us, we have now come to the point where the issues of digitized cultural heritage and digital preservation are at the very heart of the European agenda. I remember vaguely that even yesterday somebody thanked Finland for putting Commission's attention to this subject, but I would say that we are not the ones to thank. This process has started quite a long time ago with Sweden, with very powerful presidency countries. I even made a list of the countries, but it was so long that it's almost, well, 15 countries now that have been enormously active in this field. So I have the Union to thank for being here, for having this conference. And I have to say that Italy has been especially important country for contributing so much for our joint approach. So the political and strategic framework has changed very rapidly during the last, I would say, 1.5 years, with the Commission communication on I-2010 and the Digital Libraries Flagship Initiative, and with the new Commission recommendation just last summer on the digitization, online accessibility of cultural material and digital preservation, which recommends a number of actions for the member states. During Finland's presidency term, we wanted to react. We wanted to fill in this gap of democracy. We wanted the Union to join. So our aim as a presidency country has been to strengthen the commitment of all the stakeholders in our joint effort of making the European cultural heritage digital, searchable, accessible, and preserved for future generations. This was the reason why we set up to draw up the council conclusions. The process of preparing the council conclusions has been a very smooth one. Again, the main reasons is the success of the previous presidencies and the common, I would say, even an old-fashioned word, goodwill among all the member states. When drawing up the council conclusions, we emphasized 4 things. We wanted to respect the different starting situations in member states. We wanted to contribute to the creation of a common access point to Europe's cultural heritage. I still have some difficulties in saying European Digital Library because I come from the museum sector, but I know I'm only stupid with this. We wanted to make a clear indicative timeline and work packages for us all to follow. And we really wanted to emphasize the coordination at the national and European level. The conclusions were adopted, as you have been heard quite many times during this conference, on 13th of November. So we are all the same boat now, all of us. I thank you for that, because without you, there won't be anything common. Now, I would like to say some very small and even shallow remarks about the common access point. My role is to be a facilitator, and my expertise is in European policy making and not in the content field of heritage. So please allow me to be so short with my comments. As I've said quite many times, our common goal is to make the Europe's multicultural and multilingual heritage accessible and keep it available for future generations. In order to capture the richness and diversity of the European heritage, in the process of selecting the material at the national level, we shouldn't settle for the material that is of strongest symbolic value or easiest to digitize. And we need a solid service. So as the Commission has wisely foreseen, to achieve this goal, we have to develop this service, and that is what we are talking about here today. The project from the presidency's point of view is very huge, it's challenging. There are a number of intellectual property rights issues to be discussed and agreed upon so that the access can be facilitated in a legal manner. Demand for cultural content is increasing among the general public, but it will actively use the common access point to the European digital heritage only if the critical mass of resources is brought to the service and if multilingual access is effectively dealt with. All this needs lasting coordination, both at the national and at the European level, and the commitment of all the stakeholders. Now, why bother to do this much? It's self-evident that the European Digital Library fosters knowledge exchange, new business opportunities, and new partnerships. But I think that it is no less important that it can be developed into a service that will have a vital significance for the future of Europe. If we succeed, it will contribute to the construction and reinforcement of identities and foster cultural dialogue. In this sense, it will have a strong positive impact on the stability of societies, a factor that is essential for the future of Europe. We simply cannot afford fragmentation. So that's why I invite you all to make the puzzle. Thank you.